of where you want them to be. We are eternally grateful. And we thank you, Lord, because you have heard. In Jesus' precious name, take your seat in the presence of the Lord.
Until I reach my home, I will never, never stop my journey halfway, halfway until I reach my home, until I reach my home, until I reach my home. Until I reach my home, I will never, 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 never stop my journey of halfway.
Blessed be your name, Lord. In Jesus' precious name. Jeremiah chapter 33 and in verse 3. It says, call unto me and I will answer you and show thee great and mighty things which thou knowest not. The Lord bless his word in Jesus' name. Components of productive prayer. Part 4. Our objective is to understand the components of productive prayer. God promises to answer if we pray, or when we pray. Call unto me and I will answer it. So we don't just serve a God who hears prayers. We serve a God who answers prayers. But there are processes that guarantee products. When processes are followed, products are inevitable. When the right actions are taken, the right outcome is mandatory. Last Sunday we saw the various components that will guarantee answered prayer. One of them was relationship with God. The second was uprightness of life. And the third was absolute humility and helplessness before God. This evening we shall look at two more very simple components. And the first one today, which now constitutes number four, is light and insight in the Word. Light and insight in the Word. John chapter 15, verse 7, he said, if you abide in me, and my words abide in you, ye shall ask what you will, and it shall be done unto you. If you abide in me, and my words abide in you, you shall ask what you will, and it shall be done to you. What does that mean? First, that the Word of God is fuel for prayer. Fuel for prayer. If you abide in me and my word abide in you, it is natural. Asking becomes effortless. Prayer becomes smooth. Light and insight from the Word are natural fuels for prayer. Meaning is, those who possess the Word flow in prayer effortlessly. Those who possess the Word flow in prayer effortlessly. Effortlessly. As it were, the Word of God is the raw material for prayer. When a man is full of Word, he is full of prayer. You cannot be Word-filled and be prayerless. Second thing to note is that light and insight from the Word is the food of faith. And faith is requirement for answered prayer. Light and insight from the Word is the food of faith. And faith is critical for answered prayer. Romans chapter 10 verse 17 said, so then faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. Faith cometh by hearing. Hearing by the Word of God. So, light and insight from the Word become food for faith, and faith is a critical requirement for answered prayer. Hebrews chapter 11 verse 6, without faith, it is impossible to move God. For he that cometh to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. Somebody say aloud, amen. That is how critical the Word is. If you see scriptures, you will see how the Word of God is connected to prayer. Psalm 43 verse 3, he said, oh, send out thy light and thy truth. Let them lead me. To where? Bring me to your holy hill. That is the place where you are. Into thy tabernacle. Send me your light. I want to approach you, I want us to discuss, but I want you to arm me with the light that I will use to talk to you. Send me your light. So the light of God's Word is the vehicle to God's presence. The vehicle to the place of prayer. Send me your light. Send me your Word. Let them lead me. There are revelations and insights you get out of scripture that makes you just explode in prayer on the spot. And you just continue endlessly. In Hosea chapter 14, verse 2, he said, take with you what? And then turn to the Lord. Take with you what? And turn to the Lord. Everywhere there is a taking of the word, there is a turning to the Lord. Those who know how to take the word, they know how to turn to the Lord. Every time there is a taking of the word, there is a turning to the Lord. And I want you to understand that the word is takeable. Like you take a sword and you take a pen. The word is takeable. I will talk about that shortly. Take with you words and turn. That is, without word, you are not fully welcome. If you really want to turn and your turn is meaningful, take word. Somebody say loud amen. In 1 Kings chapter 18, verse 36, Elijah told us what took him, what made him to call down fire, what made him to do all that. He said, 1 Kings 18, and it came to pass at the time of offering of the evening sacrifice, that Elijah the prophet came near and said, O Lord God of Abraham, Isaac, and of Israel, let it be known this day that you are my God, that thou art God in Israel, and that I am thy servant, and that I have done all these things at thy word. Everything I'm doing here, including this prayer, it was word that led me. I wasn't trying to prove zeal. I am trying to stand on the word. Somebody say amen. We have examples of people in scripture that took word, and the word ushered them into prayer. Example number one, I just mentioned him, Elijah. Elijah revealed that his action of calling down fire, of stopping the rain, were all a function of light from the word. In 1 Kings chapter 18, verse 36, we just saw that. His action of calling down fire, his action of closing the heaven, of praying and asking God to close the heaven, asking him to bring down fire, asking him to open back the heaven. We are all products of the word. If you are awarded, there is nothing you can't achieve at the place of prayer. If you are awarded, word loaded. Don't forget that last week we said that God is not moved by your emotion. He's more moved by your revelation. I'm sure you remember that. He's not moved by your tears. He's moved by your light. Your tears can generally, maybe in worship and in consecration or humility or something, but if it comes to real answer, it's light. That was example number one. Number two example was Daniel, or is Daniel. In Daniel chapter 9, verse 2, Daniel began to pray that the captivity of his people should be turned. And he said, in the first year of his reign, I, Daniel, understood by books the number of the years whereof the word of the Lord came to Jeremiah the prophet, that Jehovah will accomplish 70 years in the desolations of Jerusalem. Hear what is going on here. The children of Israel had been in captivity, and it had lasted for 70 years. Daniel was among the captives of Judah. Daniel wanted to pray for the captivity to come to an end. But he needed to have word that can give him the authority to pray that kind of prayer. Am I communicating? I want your eyes to open. Look at your neighbor, say, shine your eyes. I want your eyes to open. He needed word to take to God. He said, take with you words and turn. You want this problem to end? Why? So he searched and he searched and went through the Bible. He said the books. And he went to the book of the prophet Jeremiah. And he saw in the book of the prophet Jeremiah that God said, after 70 years, I will visit you people and you return back. It is now 70 years, Baba. What are we still doing here? Jeremiah chapter 29 was what he saw. Verse 10 to verse 11. For thus saith the Lord, that after 70 years be accomplished at Babylon, I will visit you. Daniel read the Bible. He read the book of Jeremiah, chapter 29, verse 10. After 70 years be accomplished, I will visit you and perform my good will towards you and cause you to return to this place. I will cause you to return back to Jerusalem. Sir, you are the one who wrote it in Jeremiah. I just saw it. Why are we still here? And God said, you saw it, it is over. I was looking for somebody to see it. You saw it, it is over. I was looking for somebody to see it and bring it to me. You know, when you say, when you read it, say, Daniel said, I understood by books. And he mentioned the prophet, he read his book, prophet Jeremiah. That after 70 years, you would think that the Bible is just written for nothing. It is right there. Am I communicating at all? And as Daniel prayed, chain reaction began. Because he was not praying based on sentiments. He was not praying based on emotion. It was not hearsay evidence like they say in the court of law. It was real evidence. And before you could say, praise the Lord, God said, I was the one who said it. And you saw well. And because you saw well, I will hasten my word. You remember that passage? Jeremiah chapter 1 verse 11. And he said to me, moreover the word of the Lord came unto me, saying, Jeremiah, what seest thou? And I said, I see a rod of an almond tree. Then said the Lord unto me, thou hast well seen. And since you have seen it well, I will hasten my word to perform it. Whenever you can see it well from the book, that word is in a hurry for performance. Whenever you can see it clear and see it well from the book, you see it well, you see it clear. The word of God comes in a hurry. God himself is in a hurry to perform it once you can see it well from the book. Once you can see it well. Somebody received something just now, say amen. What is my counsel to you? Take your seat 1 minute. My first counsel on this matter is endeavor to maintain a steady intake of the word. That is for normal, natural prayer life. A steady intake of the word. So that you can be word filled, hence prayerful. John chapter 15 verse 7. My words abide in you. You shall ask. You abide in me and my words abide in you. It is natural for you to ask. Asking becomes very natural. You shall ask what you will and it shall be done unto you. Endeavor to maintain a steady intake of the word. The raw word. Devotional word. Somebody was saying the other day of how, I think the Monday's program we had, how she got an encounter of word from the seat of destiny about faithfulness in a particular, I think in Titan or so, and that changed and turned her life. She got that word from what was written. It might be preached word in tapes and CDs and DVDs, and then the raw, real word. Just connected to, you are hearing something, reading something, searching something, just normally, not because there is a problem, but just the way that you need to service the car, not because there is a journey, but because it must remain serviceable. Somebody say amen. One man came to me and he said he's just plagued with fear. Plagued with, I said, you don't need this fear. You don't need it. Carry messages. Okay, there is a series titled 50 Acidic Messages. There is another one that is on fulfilling your days and longevity series. We have packs like that. I say, carry it, listen to them. Even if you are sleeping at times and the matter is serious, plug it in your ears. Fall asleep. Let the word be entering your spirit that is awake and never sleeping. The spirit of man does not sleep. The flesh may sleep and the body may sleep, but the spirit is awake. I got to know that longest time. So I have times where I'm sleeping and worship is on in my spirit from night till morning. Word is on from night till morning. I sleep connected and wake up charged like a lion, equal to any task. You see, at such times you don't rehearse to reply. You don't rehearse to respond. The response day body. I have come across situations where it was just instant. It was like pulling a trigger of a gun that was fully loaded. The discharge is without stoppage. Are you hearing what I'm saying here today? So it's very, very, see, drunkards don't rehearse drunkenness. Say today, let me rehearse how to be a drunkard. No. His body is saturated. He possesses the alcohol, and the alcohol possesses him. So he doesn't practice walking step. The walking step is scattered. Am I communicating at all? That is how desperate to become. Many years ago, I gave a woman a tape who was always tormented with unclean spirits. So she said, I say, play this tape loud volume in the days of tape in area one. And play it in your room. Fall asleep when it's playing. Let's see the devil that will enter the room to listen to the message. After 3 days, I say, how are your dreams? Say, normal. Are you hearing what I'm saying here today? Let's see the devil that will enter there to listen to the message. Somebody say loud amen. Take your seat in the presence of the Lord. So determine to have a daily intake, a steady intake. Number two, endeavor to search for and locate appropriate light. Appropriate light for supplication in times of confrontation. In times of confrontations, challenges, or needs. Endeavor to search for and locate appropriate light for supplication in times of confrontations, challenges, or need. The first passage was, first reference was John chapter 15, verse 7. Now, this second reference will be Psalm 43 and in verse 3, where we first read. It said, send me light. Send out thy light and thy truth. Let them lead me. Let them lead me. So they can bring me to your holy hill. See, there are situations you find yourself, you don't rush to the place of, you don't rush at prayer. You can be praying in tongues. But let that prayer in tongues be giving you relevant bullet. You are collecting bullet. So you take time to locate the bullet that is relevant for this battle. Something you need an armored personnel carrier, a mortar to bring down, you don't use cartridge. You understand what I'm saying? You don't use AK-47. This thing is AK-47 will only put hole in the wall. But you want to bring the wall down. In fact, you want to bring the building down. Are you hearing? So you go and locate the necessary ammunition from the armory. You go to heavenly armory. And you say, sir, I am dealing with some PhD level witches. And I don't want to use arithmetic to handle them. I want some differential permutation things. I want some high level applied calculus. Just give me some things to level them. So you search the scripture until you get relevant ammunition. relevant, acidic, corrosive, bombastic. Gather them. And then you sit down. And after you have gathered them, you begin to throw them. Is it not written? He frustrated the tokens of liars and made diviners mad. Why are you still normal? You are a diviner. You are meant to be mad. Shakapada. 30 minutes, 1 hour, you are true. That may produce more impact, instant impact, than 6-7 hours of endless talking without necessary ammunition. Am I communicating at all? There is a place for that where you take with you words. You have to gather the words, then you turn. Lord, I'm about to handle this matter, but give me a little time. Holy Spirit, lead me into Scripture. Give me. There are situations where I just enter Scripture and make some research, and then arm myself 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 passages. We had a pastor's meeting some time ago. Remember one of the meetings we had in early this year? At the King's Bank, I mean, what do you call it now, the event center there, and dealing with insecurity and other kinds of things. And I came around with some scriptures that our people had never seen before. They never have, they have never cited it before. I told them, I said, we are in dangerous times, so you need drastic light to handle dangerous devils. Anybody who came afraid went out with audacity, because they saw something that they haven't seen before. I, the Lord, do keep the house. I will watch it day and night in case anyone hurt it. Was that Isaiah chapter 27 verse 3? Start from verse 1 actually. So in that day, the Lord with his sore and great and strong sword, he shall punish Leviathan, the piercing serpent, even Leviathan, that crooked serpent, he shall punish him, and he shall slay the dragon that is in the sea. This is an ammunition for anybody tormented with a water demon. In that day, sing ye unto her a vineyard of red wine. And I told them, the church of Christ is a vineyard, and the red wine is the blood of Jesus, with whom which he purchased the church. That is why we serve the communion, and it is the red wine. So he's talking about the church, his vineyard. What will he do? I, the Lord, do keep it. I will water it every moment in case anybody will hurt it. I will keep it night. Except it's not a vineyard. And except it's not a vineyard of red wine. Except I don't own the vineyard. And except my blood did not purchase the vineyard. If it is mine, go to rest. I, the Lord, do keep it. Anyone who wants to die can come and dare it. Somebody say a loud amen. That is one of the passages that they saw. Take your seat in the presence of the Lord. So, Jesus took 30 years to prepare for ministry, and he spent 3 years to fulfill ministry. So the time you take to prepare to pray is as important as the prayer you prayed. The time taken to locate the relevant light needed to pray is as important as the prayer itself. Somebody was challenged, a lady, and she said, Lord, I'm starting from the book of Genesis. Before I finish this Bible, give me passages that will finish every wicked man or woman, unrepented wicked people in my family. Before she got to the book of Jeremiah, She had located very brutal scriptures. By the time she sent them like catapult, no witch could survive it. Hallelujah. So, our fourth component is light and insight in the world. Very, very important. And then the final one for today, which is number 5 or number 2 for tonight, is the understanding of the will of God. The understanding of the will of God is a component of resultful prayer. Resultful prayer. Resultful prayer. Resultful prayer. Resultful prayer. 1 John chapter 5, verse 14 to verse 15. 1 John chapter 5, verse 14, and this is the confidence that we have in him, that if we ask anything according to his will, he heareth us. And if we know that he hear us, whatsoever we ask, we know that we have the petitions that we desired of him. We have the petitions if we pray in accordance with his will. There is something I have said all the time, and I pray you don't miss the importance of it by virtue of his frequency. But let me say it another way. And two things I will say about understanding the will of God. Number one, that the will of God is prophecy waiting to be enforced at the altar of prayer. It's prophecy that is waiting to be enforced at the altar of prayer. If God said it, it is prophecy. In fact, it has become history, waiting to be enforced at the altar of prayer. Except God didn't say it. Except he didn't speak it from his mouth. And like I have said at other times, the will of God is answered prayer, waiting to be prayed. It is prayer God has already answered, waiting for somebody to pray it, so that the answer can manifest. If he says there will be revival in Nigeria, and that Nigeria will be an end time fire volcano that will release firemen and women across the nations of the earth, that is not probability, that is prophecy. In fact, it's not just prophecy, it is history stated in advance. Because it must come to pass. And if anybody is praying for there to be revival in Nigeria and for the earth to be filled with the knowledge of the glory of the Lord as the waters cover the sea, that person is not wasting his time. He's only praying prayers that God has answered, waiting for manifestation. Can somebody say a loud amen? Somebody say a louder amen. Somebody shout the loud most amen. In Matthew chapter 6, verse 9 and 10, say, when you pray, therefore, after this manner, therefore, pray, our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done in it, as it is in heaven. So it is the enforcement of the will of God. That is what prayer is all about. So if you know that will, then enforcing it is a walkover. If you know that will, enforcing it is a walkover. So I've said one thing now, that the will of God is prophecy waiting to be enforced at the place of prayer, at the altar of prayer. It is prayer waiting it is answered prayer that is waiting to be prayed. Number two, note that the will of God imparts boldness and confidence to the heart of man at the place of prayer. The will of God imparts boldness and confidence into the heart of man at the place of prayer. When you know what God wants, you are as immovable as the Iroko tree. Peter, walking on the water, said, Master, if you are the one walking on the water, just ask me to come. And when he said come in Matthew chapter 14 from verse 24 all the way to verse 28, he stepped on the water without looking back until he feared. Am I communicating at all? When God told Moses ran away from Pharaoh. Pharaoh wanted to kill him. And God looked at Moses and said, look, come. Go back to Pharaoh. Why? I have decided to bring Israel out. Go and enforce it. Oh, is that what you want, sir? All right, I'm on my way. But you know I can't talk. Oh, I'm the one who makes the tongue. Go and I will make you talk. What else? What is in your hand? A rod? Throw it on the ground. Long story made short, by the time God was through with Moses, fear died. When he arrived in the place of Pharaoh, Pharaoh was trying to clean his eyes to wonder whether he's seeing well. Is it the same Moses? This fugitive vagabond on the run from law that has a death sentence on his life? Thus said the Lord, let my children go. I slay your sons. What? Even chicken that drank ganja. Chicken that drank in their hem and began to have visual and auditory hallucination and delusions of grandeur, thinking he's a lion. Couldn't have behaved like Moses behaved. Eyes red. What am I saying? Magicians, please handle him for me. Moses threw down his rod. They threw down their rod. Challenge is that the rod of Moses became serpent. Their rods became serpents. There were three or four. How many magicians? All of them, their rods. The rods of Moses, the snake of Moses, swallowed all the snakes. And Moses collected back his rod without refunding them their rod. He rendered them rudderless on the spot. He rendered them authorityless on the spot. He rendered them impotent on the spot. What happened to you, Moses? I'm aware of what God wants. You don't fear no devil if you are aware that God wants you to fulfill your days. 1,000 witches can't threaten you. 1,000 killers can't threaten you. 1,000 diabolic men can't threaten you. That's why what I mean by saying you reply without rehearsal. If people engage me roughly, they regret the engagement. They regret the engagement. You regret it for life. Are you hearing what I'm saying here today? Jagadaga leke bagadaga laga yadahosh. Lekite kefite kajagobala taratakatatata. There are people here, some useless kind of gentility with the devil need to die. And with agents of darkness need to die. So your will, your there is an impartation of boldness because you know this is what the owner of the universe wants you to do. This is what the one who has no need, he has no lack of power, does not lack money, he does not lack wisdom. This is what he wants you to do now. So you move with a radicality and a rascality and a ferocity. Take your seat. Examples of people who stepped out because they knew the will of God, who prayed based on the knowledge of the will of God. I already gave you the example of Daniel already in the first word, and it applies here too. So example again, number one, is Daniel. The will of God was for the people to spend 70 years in Babylon. And Daniel has seen that this is the will of God. Only 70 years was required. The 70 years is expired. Why are the people still here? And Jeremiah chapter 29, verse 10 and 11. And when that happened, Daniel prayed and God heard. Second example is our Master Jesus. He lined up with the will of the Father at the place of prayer before the crucifixion. The outcome was that he received reinforcement from heaven when he dropped his will and lined up with the will of God. In Luke chapter 22, verse 41, all the way to verse 43, Luke 22, 41 to 43. And as he was withdrawn from them about a stone's cast, he kneeled down and prayed, saying, Father, if thou be willing, remove this cup from me. Nevertheless, I surrender my will now. Let your will be done. Whatever you want is what I want. And immediately he lined up with the will of God. Celestial participation. Angelic involvement. Heavenly paratroopers. They just landed without parachute. And say, you need strength for this assignment, take it. Angels appeared. Put it there, verse 43. And there appeared an angel unto him from heaven, strengthening him. Now, if you are willing to do the will of God, you can never be lacking in strength. You can never be lacking in force. You can never be lacking in fire. You can never be lacking in boldness. You can never be lacking in confidence. You can never be lacking in audacity. If you are ready to line up with the will of God, this is it. Lord, it is not what I want, but what you want. Let it be done. It is not what I want, but what you want. And Lord, what are you asking me to do in this case? What do you want me to do? You will never be lacking in strength. Somebody here, the last time you lacked in strength, the last time you are bankrupt of strength, the last time you are deficient in strength, shall be the last forever. If you believe that, shout the loudest, say amen. Number two. All right. My counsel. One. Endeavor to be completely surrendered to the will of God in all issues pertaining to your life. All issues. Lord, it is not what I want, but what you want for me. To be surrendered to the will of God in all issues pertaining to your life. First John chapter, what do you call it? Romans chapter 12, verse 1 to 2. I beseech you, therefore, brethren, by the mercies of the living God, that you present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service, and be not conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind, so you can prove what is the good, the acceptable, the perfect will of God. You are all I want. You are all I want. Jesus, you are all I want. You satisfy my supply. My Jesus, you are all I want. When you are surrendered, there are many people struggle in life because they always want to have their way. Your life is easy, it's smooth. People say, if I ask God to give me his will in marriage, supposing I marry somebody I don't like, it's not possible. God knows likeness more than you. He knows it more. He created you. He knows your anatomy, your physiology, your biochemistry, your pharmacology, your pharmacognosy, your pharmaceutics. He knows your emotionality and your psychology and your constitutionality. He knows everything. The person that you want to give yourself will suffocate your life. God knows who can accommodate you. The way I am now, not everybody could have married me. It's not possible. Some will run away on the spot. Are you eating? No. When will you eat? I don't know. Is that normal? By 7 o'clock, are you eating today? I'm not aware. When will you be aware? I will let you know. Just let the people know that. Don't tempt me with food. Don't bring food near and for now. You don't know when it started and you don't know when it will end. So God packaged somebody for you. That can say, yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Okay, sir. Supposing he give you somebody with pepper head. Or you give yourself somebody with pepper head. So what kind of problem is this? So I say, leave me alone. You're a doctor, I'm a doctor. You went to school, I went to school. That is not Wahala, it is Wahaloos. Not all that glitters is gold. Container never reflects contact. You can see perfect containers with terrible content. Am I communicating? Don't just make your life easy for yourself. Whatever you want for yourself may look beautiful, but never as colorful and wonderful as what God wants for you. Never as colorful and as wonderful as what God wants for you. Take your seat. So, just permanently, here am I, Lord. That's number one. Number two, endeavor to seek the will of God on particular issues of interest. Endeavor to seek the will of God on particular issues of interest to you. That is, issues that have become issues of prayer concern or prayer issues. In Jeremiah chapter 6 verse 16, it says, stand in the way and ask for the old path. Where is the good way? Some people are busy killing themselves. Father, give me that job. Give me that job. Give me the job. I must get the job. I must get the job. Lord, in fact, I will give you the first 6 months' salary. God say you are praying a wasted prayer. I don't have plan for you to do that job. That job will connect you with people that will assist to decapitate your destiny. That job will end you in hell. Oh, I have something far better for you. You are looking for Keke Napep. I have an aircraft for you. And you are pleading and begging me to give you tricycle. And I have in mind to furnish you with a Gulfstream G550. Or give you a Falcon aircraft or a Challenger or something. And you are begging me and saying, if I don't give you Keke Napep, you will backslide. I said, did you hear what those things I mentioned? I want you to give them the comparison between the tricycle and all the things I mentioned. Keke Napep is a tricycle. You are breaking your head. Father, give me this tricycle. Give me this tricycle. Give me this tricycle. People are laughing at me. I need this tricycle. I need this Keke Napep. They say I'm wasting my time going to church. I need this tricycle. God said, I have a Challenger, Bombardier Challenger, 605. I have a Gulfstream, 550. I have a Falcon 8X. I have them in store for you. And it will be a matter of any one of them you want. And you are looking for Keke Napep. It's good to see things like this so you can expand your mind. Lord, give me Keke Napep. If you don't give me Keke Napep, ram head cannot enter this pot. You don't give me this Keke Napep, ram head cannot cross the neck of this pot. And God is saying, I have something better. That's the way some people pray. Father, I want to marry this man. He's a handsome man. And he has money. Give him to me. When other younger men or people just come, you just wave them with this. I'm talking of person you are coming, so you want to marry. I'm talking of person you are coming, so you want to marry. I'm talking of person. And God said, the one you are calling person will use you to make money. Money ritual. He's an occultic man. He will use you to make money. So after you have insisted and prayed on a particular thing for a long time, and it appears as if there is no answer, go before God. Am I praying in accordance with your will? Is there something else you are saying? Am I communicating? Lord, am I praying your will or I'm praying against your will? No matter how hard you try, you can never force God to give you what is not his will. And if you force him, you regret it. When the Israel insisted on king, and God said, I am your king. He said, give us king. Let us be like other nations. It's okay, take Saul. Even though Saul had very, very good things in his life, but the perfect will of God was that the kingly tribe is the tribe of Judah. The scepter shall not depart from Judah. And the person that was to be the king from the tribe of Judah was not yet matured. Israel wasn't ready yet. The king has not been prepared yet. His name was David. He is still on the way coming. Just hold on a little bit. Just a little bit. I will give you king from the tribe of kings. But since you are not ready and the king from the tribe of kings is not ready, let me give you one so that you can manage him until the other one is ready. The scepter shall not depart from Judah. See, don't ever force God. Please stand up on your feet. Am I communicating at all? It's not compulsory to go abroad. Those of us that didn't go abroad, is anything wrong with us? It's not compulsory to live there. There are people living there still asking, looking for money. I've dashed people money there before. People, not one, not two, not three. You remember that other woman that we met? White, pure white Caucasian woman. She came to us in the hotel. My wife and I, she was in tears. She had some needs. Was it not 50 pounds I gave her? She went on her knees and started crying. Woman that will be like 50, 40, something, say nobody has ever given her such a gift in her life, in her country. 50 pounds meant something to pure Caucasian woman in her country, the same country where you people pass through Sahara Desert and tell lies to go and organize wife and husband. My God shall supply your needs according to his riches from America. That's what the Bible said. You didn't read it well? My God shall supply all your needs according to his riches from United Kingdom. There are people who just... One young man came to me and said, I said, what's happening to you? You haven't gone to school yet. He said, yes, that God said he's to go to school in America. So he's waiting for the admission. 6 years, 7 years. I said, what about schooling in Nigeria? He said, no, it's America, God said. What a confirmation. High level mycobacterium stupidia. It causes a disease called chronic stupiditis. Do you understand what I'm saying? Why don't you start school here? Within the 6 years, you have finished master's here. A 4-year degree course, 2-year master,
And if the admission comes, if you want, you can go and start afresh. And if you want, you can go and do PhD or any other thing while you are waiting for America. Another one met me, a lady. He said, one prophet said that her husband is coming from abroad. Coming from America. That's where her husband is coming. The person prophesied like how many years ago. And the husband is coming from abroad. I said, okay. So what? He said, please, I want you to pray so that the husband can arrive. The husband from America. Habba. No, you don't function like that now. You don't eat in Chicken Republic and go and pay in Tantalizer. I am not the prophesier. The responsibility for the fulfillment of the prophecy is not on my head. Why are you putting wahala? The person who said your husband is coming from America, go and look for him. Hold him. Hold him. Hold him to pray until the husband comes. Don't put me under that kind of problem. When the wood insect gathers wood in the forest, he packs it on his own head, not on another person's head. Do you understand what I'm saying? No, don't give me such thing. Such people just waste their life. The husband can come here too. And he can be highly Americanized, Anglicized, Oiborized man from here too. And those of us that are here anyway, we are not bad people. Somebody say loud amen. Just line up with the will of God. It will be good for you. You won't regret the will of God. You won't regret what God wants you to do with your life. I'm not regretting it. All right? I have friends and colleagues and schoolmates, professors of cardiothoracic surgery, professor of this, professor of that. I have heads of parastatals in this country today who are professors in the medical field. We're in the same class. We school together. And various other places across the country here. Chairman Medical Advisory Committee of a big hospital here was my classmate. Another one who is medical director of another big hospital here, we're in the same. But when God asked me to branch where I have branched, no regrets, no remorse, no nothing but appreciation to God. Am I communicating at all? So while you pray, just align with the will of God. When the will of God is not clear, you pray out your heart. But when the will of God is very clear, pray in line with that will. Am I communicating? That is the reason for the baptism of the Holy Ghost, so that you speak in tongues. That one helps you to pray perfectly. The things God wants you to pray, the Holy Ghost is helping you to pray. And from this moment forward, after every single Sunday service, especially the last service, we'll have a class for people to be baptized with the Holy Spirit. Whether they've gone through foundation class or not. Just, you want to be filled with the Holy Ghost and speak in tongues, wait behind. Am I communicating? Please put that on the schedule. All right? So that you can be on fire permanently. While you are blasting in tongues, he is taking care of the things. Father, help this your son. Help him to get married well. Father, please don't mind the person he's thinking about. He's not the right person. Father, I'm sure you know that you are aware of that person that you have in mind. Please direct that person to be coming now. That sister, that brother, let him be coming now. Let them jam and let him not be too foolish to be looking away when the right person is coming. Father, that door of job that he's thinking is his job that will lead him to hell, close it. Oh, Father, connect him with that contract, that connection from America that is coming. Yes, that is meant for him. Link him up with it. Father, this person that is standing near him now, that he thinks is his friend, separate them. Because that is his greatest enemy in life. And you are bringing your heart out. Meanwhile, the Holy Spirit is diagnosing and treating you. Look at someone and say, pray in the Holy Ghost. And pray very well. Well, lift up your hands and let's appreciate him. Let's honor him. Let's adore him. Glorify him, honor him, adore him. Worship him, worship him, worship him. Worship him, worship him. Worship him, worship him. Honor him, adore him. Magnify his holy name. Shetoreke zina malayata satalada. Leke pretesiko kolana magayala lahasta. Le pretesiko kredede alahasta. Jeko kalaprakateke sheketa kalala. Blessed be your name, Lord. In Jesus' precious name. There are four prayers we are going to pray tonight. Lift up your hands and say after me. And pray the first prayer. Number one, say, Father, I come before you today. I come before you today. I come before you today. In the name of Jesus, I receive fresh passion. Fresh appetite.
Fresh appetite
for your word.
For your word.
I receive fresh passion.
Fresh
hunger.
Fresh appetite
for your word.
Give me, Lord,
fresh passion.
Fresh appetite
for your word.
Oh Lord,
in the name of Jesus, open your mouth and speak to God. In Jesus' precious name, is there any area of challenge in your life? Ask God to open you to the word that will fuel your prayer to tackle that challenge. Open my eyes, O Lord, to see wondrous things from your law regarding this issue. Lift your voice and say, Father, I ask that you will open my eyes to behold wondrous things from your law, from your book, concerning areas of challenge and confrontation in my life. Open my eyes to locate scriptures, to locate light, to locate insight, to locate revelation that I will use in supplication. Open my eyes, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Open your mouth and speak to God. Let the president of the United States of America.
Lift up your two hands and say, Father, my life is in your hands. I surrender my life to you. Every aspect of my life, every detail of my life, I commit to your hands. Father, have your way in my life. In the name of Jesus, have your way in my life. In the name of Jesus, have your way in my life. Every detail of my life. Every detail of my life. Have your way. I surrender my life to your will. Not my will, but yours be done. Lift your voice and speak to God. Finally, if there is any particular area you are praying to God about, specifically tell him, in this business pursuit, Father, let your will be done. Reveal your will to me. Is this the line of business you have for me, or am I trying to pursue something else? If I am pursuing something else and I'm struggling, show me the right thing to pursue. Is this the right wife or the right husband that I am to marry? If it's not the right person, open my eyes. Let me see on time. Am I communicating? I told you some time ago that somebody told his friend at wedding reception. He said, I just realized I made a great mistake. And he said, what mistake? He said, this marriage. At wedding reception.
May you not realize it then. May you not even realize it when you printed the card. May you realize it when you start talking. Am I communicating? When you start talking, you know this is not a wife, but a knife. Knife. This is not a man, but a machete. This is not. May you realize it on time. Lift your voice and say, Father, open my eyes to know your will in every area of my life. Family life, marital life, business life, career life. Help me to know on time. Open your mouth and speak to God. In the name of Jesus. Lift up your hands everywhere you are and let's honor him. I see the love of God being poured out here tonight. So much love, so much compassion. I see areas where we have made mistakes in time past, where his mercy is cleaning up our mess. I see others being given a chance to do it right. Another chance. I see people's gifts of revelation that are blunted coming back alive. Sharp prophetic dreams in the night. Sensitivity, discernment. The capacity to know that this is right and this is not right. I see it coming. Lift your hands. That's right. It's already happening. Help her there. The balm in Gilead is healing a lot of emotional hurt wounds. The devil say you will not amount to anything. But I heard the voice of the Lord saying, I know the thoughts I think towards you. Thoughts of good and not of evil to give you an expected end. Who is he that saith it and it cometh to pass? When he commanded it not, he frustrates the tokens of liars. He maketh diviners mad. It is appointed. That's right. The devices of the crafty so that their hands cannot perform their enterprise. He's saying to someone here, for your shame you will have double. For your shame. Double for your trouble. For your shame you will have double. For your shame you will have...
Oh, I can be naked and not at you. Up your hands everywhere you are. I see the encounters everywhere. That's right. Prayer fire. That's right. Help out there. Prayer fire is being ignited. Prayer fire, intercessory fire is being ignited. The altar that was broken down for somebody, that altar is being repaired. Lift your hands high. Whatever it is that God is giving to you tonight at the count of three, you place your hand on your head and scream, I receive. Receive the prophetic, intercessory prophetic mantle. Receive the prophetic dreams and revelations of the night. Receive again the fire of prayer. Receive again supernatural eyesight into scripture to see what is yours right there. And for those in need of healing, receive your healing. Receive your deliverance. Receive divine encounters now. That's right. That's right. It's already happening. Receive encounters in your dream of the night. Receive encounters in your visions of the night. Lift your two hands and receive it at the count of three. Father, let something happen to that brother. Let something happen to that sister. In the name of Jesus, 1, 2, are you ready for the third count? In the name of Jesus, 1, 2, and 3. I receive my heart. Lift your hands high. Just give him the praise. Give him the praise. Give him the praise. Something just happened to you. Something just happened to you. Something just happened to you. Jesus Christ is the revealed will of God.
as we take his body and his blood tonight. It is our connection to the will of God. Connection to the mind of God for our lives. In the name of Jesus. I will ask one or two of our ministers to step up there around that entrance area there. For those who have one or two testimonies of encounters just happened to you, a healing or a deliverance or something, and then we'll be able to take that shortly. But while we do that, everyone here tonight, please take your seat. Everyone here tonight that is in need of salvation, you want your sins forgiven, you want Jesus to be Lord over your life, you want to be genuinely born again, you are not yet born again, you are not saved, you say, Pastor, pray for me. I want to be saved. I need Jesus in my life. You heard a preaching, and you know if you regard iniquity in your heart, God will not hear you. Quickly, step forward here, and let us pray for you. Meanwhile, the pastors are right there, the ministers are right down there. If you have a testimony, you had an encounter, something left you, something happened to you, you even got a healing while we're talking, because in the course of all services, God visits people with diverse encounters. And if you testify to it, then it can be made established. If you are stepping out there, ensure you pick your Bible or your bag. Except somebody is seated by you who is watching over your things. Meanwhile, I'll give the count of seven to those who are saying to me, Pastor, I want to be born again. I want to be saved. I want Jesus to be Lord over my life. I want today to mark a new day for me. I want to be helped. Maybe you are bound by an addiction, tobacco smoking, alcohol, marijuana, gambling, betting. You are bound by pornography, by anything that is a negative lifestyle. And you want your life free. No, the Bible said, the wicked flee when no man pursues, but the righteous are bold as a lion. When your conscience is not clear, your boldness is not there. You want your conscience to be free. You want to be forgiven of your sins. You want today to mark a new day for you. You want to start a new chapter with God. You are struggling, rising and falling. You want to rise and not fall again. Stand up on your feet and quickly come forward. Don't say, I'll do it next time. Today is the right time to do it. And the best time. And don't say, I've done it many times. No, give God another chance to change your life today. I've done it many times, but nothing changed. It will change right now. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. In the name. Keep coming. Keep coming.
Lord, I give you my heart. I give you my soul. I live for you alone. I live for you.
Every moment I'm aware. Every moment I'm aware. Of your will. And your presence. Lord, I give you my soul. I give you my soul. I live for you alone. Every step that I take. Every moment I'm aware.
Give the Lord a big clap of hand. Those of you who are here standing, place your right hand on your chest and pray after me and say, Lord Jesus, I am a sinner in need of help. Come into my life, Jesus. Make me a new person. Today, I have decided to follow you, Lord. No turning back. From today, I go forward ever, backward never. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, amen. I pray for you today. I declare the hold of sin broken of your life. Grace to live for God and serve God is released upon you now. I call it done.